This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Kim, middle name is Leroy Little, L-I-T-T-L-E, date of birth 4/26/1954. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Little with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and polycythemia. His last visit was May 20th of this year. Since this year, he's lost 8 pounds over the last, since his last visit, he's lost 8 pounds in 6 months. And he's now on gabapentin, 100 milligram twice a day, and allopurinol has been increased to 100 milligram twice a day due to chronically elevated uric acid levels. He does have complain of severe hand pain and limited flexion of all the fingers. And he does try to keep them as limber as possible, and he does have a lot of the tophi on the proximal interphalangeal joints of both hands. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, no recent upper respiratory infections. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight the chlorthalidone. It's 12.5 milligram daily. He's also on colchicine, 0.6 milligram daily. Anacin, 400/32 once a day. Amlodipine, 5 milligram daily. Atenolol, 100 milligram daily, and potassium is 30 milliequivalent daily. Physical exam, weight 209 pounds, pulse is 55, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160/82. Neck has no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 13th, 2024. His hemoglobin is 17.9, that's chronically elevated. White count is 11.9, platelets 174,000. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 3.5. Creatinine 1.64 with estimated GFR of 45, calcium 10.13, albumin 4.0, phosphorus 3.8. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, and we will monitor labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension. Slightly higher in the office today, usually better at home, he reports. Three, polycythemia, that is chronic and stable. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.